The easiest way to find the cove where the fish died is to look for the big black birds circling overhead.
Scared a big flock of them off just now, walking here to the water's edge, and looks like they've done a pretty good job. Nothing but little silvery, slimy fish skeletons left, and still some white fish bellies kind of floating in the water. Oh, there's one covered in maggots. Ugh, gross.
The small cove is surrounded by trailers and modest homes. Lori Probst has lived here for 10 years.
It concerns me because, I mean, my children swim out here and stuff, and, you know, seeing unlimited fish, it makes you wonder what's going to happen to us if we get in there.
Probst is buying gas at the Tamarack Marina. It's just around the corner from the cove. The locals come here to swap fish stories and fill up on the huge homemade breakfast special.
Two eggs, bacon or sausage, grits or rice and gravy, toast or biscuit for $3.99.
$3.99.
The breakfast crowd's been buzzing about the fish kill. Technically, the State Division of Water Quality says the lake is safe for swimming and fishing. And to look at it, you wouldn't know it's polluted. But Dean Nowyuk says the lake's appearance is deceiving. He's the Yadkin Riverkeeper.
Just because you can't see, you know, garbage floating in the water, a big plume of industrial dish effluent going into a river system, doesn't mean there isn't serious pollution problems.
The problem in High Rock Lake is called nutrient pollution, which sounds weird since we usually think of nutrients as a good thing.
Well, nutrients are a good thing if they're not in excess.
What is the nutrient we're talking about?
Nitrogen and phosphorus.
And where does it come from? Well, if you've ever gone swimming in High Rock Lake, you're not going to like this.
Nitrogen and phosphorus is in leftover wastewater after sewage treatment plants discharge into our rivers and streams.
There are more than 100 sewer treatment plants releasing more than 100 million gallons of treated wastewater every day in streams that flow into High Rock Lake. In fact, most of North Carolina's rivers and reservoirs flow with treated wastewater. But High Rock Lake captures more pollution than most because its watershed is huge, nearly 4,000 square miles. That's a lot of flushing toilets. And nitrogen and phosphorus also come from the pet waste and fertilizer that run off farms and people's lawns when it rains. It goes into streams and rivers and is eventually trapped by the dam in High Rock Lake, where Nowyuk says it does exactly what you'd expect fertilizer to do.
It helps grass grow, helps crops grow. When you add it to water, it essentially explodes in the water and causes algae to grow at a tremendous rate, which then depletes the water of oxygen. And as the algae dies, it further depletes the water of oxygen and can stress out fish, cause fish kills.
The state saw a sharp increase in reported fish kills last year, with more than twice the number as in 2007. Nutrient pollution was the underlying cause for most. Last year, the state compiled a list of all the portions of streams, rivers, and lakes in North Carolina that exceed federal clean water pollution levels. It goes on for 96 pages and includes every river basin in central and eastern North Carolina. Part of the problem is that North Carolina doesn't have a statewide limit on nitrogen and phosphorus. Those rules are made lake by lake, usually only after pollution has become a major problem. High Rock Lake has finally reached that point, and the Division of Water Quality is near the end of a 2-year water testing program.
It began in April 2008, and I want to emphasize that this was intensive monitoring. There had been monitoring going on all along, but this is monitoring every other week.
That's Kathy Stecker. She's supervising the High Rock Lake study for the Division of Water Quality. They're trying to figure out who the biggest polluters are. That's going to take another year or two, followed by lots of wrangling with cities and farmers to set limits on nitrogen and phosphorus. And when all of that's finished, it'll be on to the next lake or river on that 96-page list. But there's also no guarantee the fix will protect High Rock Lake forever. Take Lake Wylie near Charlotte. It went through the nutrient management process in the 1990s. And guess what? It's back on the list. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.